USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Some Donald Trump supporters are advocating violence in response to the FBI raid on the former president's home in Florida over documents, some of them classified, that Trump allegedly took improperly from the White House. Democratic Representative Pramila Jayapal of Washington is concerned.
I am worried that the violent rhetoric coming from my GOP colleagues around a president who really needs to be investigated, and the January 6th committee has been showing that, is very disturbing.
We have the latest inflation numbers for you.
Inflation in July dropped slightly to 8.5% from 9.1% a month earlier. The decrease was announced Wednesday morning by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Two anti-government extremists sought to spark a second American Revolution by kidnapping Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Prosecutors told jurors on Wednesday as the government tried for a second time to get convictions in an alleged plot to shock the country into chaos before the 2020 election. Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. were on trial again, 4 months after a jury couldn't reach a unanimous verdict while acquitting two other men. The jury heard competing themes during opening statements. Prosecutors will present angry, profanity-laced conversations, text messages, and social media posts to show that a band of homegrown rebels was serious about snatching the Democratic government. And three people were killed when a house exploded in Evansville, Indiana, Wednesday. 39 other homes were damaged in the blast. 11 of those homes have been declared uninhabitable. Investigators are looking for a cause. Here's Fire Chief Mike Connolly.
Immediately after the blast occurred, Center Point arrived and made the scene safe.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Minneapolis Democratic Governor Tim Walz and Republican challenger Scott Jensen scored easy victories Tuesday in their primaries to set the stage for their fall matchup in Minnesota's top race this fall. While business lawyer Jim Schultz won the GOP primary to take on Democratic Attorney General Keith Ellison, Walz is seeking his second term under the same One Minnesota slogan he used 4 years ago, but in an ever more polarized environment where Jensen and the GOP are seeking to turn his management of the COVID-19 pandemic against him. Both men easily overcame little-known or perennial candidates to formalize a race that's already been underway for months. It's the law of the land, extended health care benefits to troops exposed to toxic burn pits in Iraq and Afghanistan. President Joe Biden signed the bill on Wednesday. And let's take a trip down under for the Olivia Newton-John tributes. Fellow Aussie native and musician Rick Springfield was on the verge of tears as he remembered her. Rick says both musicians took the leap to land their big break in America while supporting each other along the way. Olivia died at her ranch in Southern California after a decades-long battle against breast cancer. She was 73. Here is Springfield on Today Show Australia.
I got a message from her camp that things weren't going well a couple of days ago. So I, you know,